From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Foreign Minister receives Dutch Foreign Minister. New VVIP Airport in Nusantara, new capital city of Indonesia, began construction, commenced operation in 2024. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi received Dutch Minister of Foreign Affairs Hanke Bruin Sloth at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs Jakarta on Tuesday. Both ministers discussed various issues such as trade, investment, and socio-culture. During Hanke Sloth's first visit to Indonesia, Retno and Hanke announced the plan of actions of the Comprehensive Partnership for 2024-2025 to extend both countries' partnership, which has lasted for 10 years.
This year marks a decade of two countries' comprehensive partnership, which started in 2013. I'm glad to observe the partnership has grown stronger over the past decades, marked by the increase of high-level visit of initiatives and signing of more than 30 bilateral treaties. I'm very delighted that today Minister Bruinsloth and I have jointly launched the plan of action of the Comprehensive Partnership for 2024-2025. The POA will serve as the roadmap for our continued partnership and collaboration.
In the meeting, Minister Retno welcomed a memorandum of understanding regarding cooperation in the field of cybersecurity. She also welcomed the inclusion of the Netherlands as a new member of ASEAN's development partners, which she considered would strengthen cooperation between ASEAN and the European Union. Indonesian President Joko Widodo targets the new VVIP airport for the new Indonesian capital Nusantara in eastern Kalimantan will be fully operational by 2024, as the groundbreaking for the construction of the airport was officially carried out this Wednesday. The president explained that the targeted construction of the airport has been completed and can be used in June 2024, but will officially operate in December 2024. According to him, the presence of the airport in Nusantara is very important in line with the busy activities and mobility of people, as well as goods to and from the city. Next, we have the Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, who has said the Aqua Bike Jet Ski World Championship at Lake Toba, North Sumatra, from November 22nd to 26th, could stimulate the development of the water sports industry in Indonesia. Aqua Bike Jet Ski World Championship is the first jet ski racing championship held at Lake Toba, and its implementation will involve four regencies surrounding the lake, namely Toba, Karo, Dairi, and Samosir. As reported by Antara State News Agency, Aryo Tejo informed at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, the event is part of efforts to develop sports tourism and is expected to encourage the growth of local small enterprises. The last national news comes from three platforms from American company Meta, namely Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, have applied for a license to operate as social commerce platforms in Indonesia. Director General of Domestic Trade at the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Isi Karim, informed in an interview with Antara on Tuesday. He said the three platforms are currently registered as web portals and social media, but have not yet obtained permission for social commerce. Meta Platforms recently applied for a social commerce platform license, under which they will be able to conduct promotional activities but not trade transactions. He emphasized that any platform that conducts trade transactions digitally in Indonesia must obtain an e-commerce license, since any company or platform that records transactions in the country is required to have a license as a private company and a taxpayer identification number.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we move to the international news. Israeli airstrikes hit a densely populated refugee camp in the Gaza Strip, killing at least 50 Palestinians and a Hamas commander, and medics struggled to treat the casualties in the enclave, where food, fuel, and basic supplies are running scarce. As reported by Reuters on Wednesday, the Israeli military said 11 soldiers were also killed in fighting in Gaza, Palestine, on Tuesday, the biggest one-day loss for the armed forces since Hamas gunmen attacked southern Israel on October 7. We continue with North Korea, which is poised to close as many as a dozen embassies, including in Spain, Hong Kong, and multiple countries in Africa, according to media reports and analysts, in a move that could see nearly 25% of Pyongyang's mission close worldwide. South Korea's unification ministry said on Tuesday North Korea's recent closing of its diplomatic missions was a sign that the country is struggling to make money overseas because of international sanctions. As reported by Reuters on Monday, North Korean news agency KCNA said the country's ambassadors paid farewell visits to Angolan and Ugandan leaders last week. We end the news with Saudi Arabia, which was the only football association to present a bid to host the 2034 FIFA World Cup before the deadline closed, soccer's global governing body said on Tuesday. As reported by Reuters, FIFA had invited bids from Asia and Oceania for the tournament by October 31st, and Saudi Arabia announced it would bid only minutes after the announcement on October 4th. Australia said on Tuesday it wouldn't be presenting a bid to host the tournament, leaving Saudi Arabia as the only candidate. FIFA said its administration will conduct thorough bidding and evaluation processes for the 2030 and 2034 editions of the World Cup, with the host to be appointed by FIFA congresses, expected to take place by late 2024. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Today's commentary is entitled Chief of Army Staff to be a Candidate for Indonesian Armed Forces Commander. Chairwoman of the Indonesian People's Representative Council, Puan Maharani, in a press conference at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Tuesday, announced the Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Army, General Agus Subianto, as the sole candidate to replace the Commander of Indonesian National Armed Forces, or TNI, Admiral Yudo Margono, who will retire on November 26, 2023. Agus Subianto was mentioned in a presidential letter regarding the candidacy, submitted directly to the House by Minister of State Secretary. Puan further explained that the House, the country's House of Representatives, would follow up on this matter in accordance with existing flows. They would assign the relevant commissions to carry out the mechanism for replacing or appointing a new commander. The appointment of General Agus Subianto as a candidate for commander of TNI may come as a surprise to some Indonesians. The reason is that just a few days ago, on October 25th, he was appointed as the Army Chief of Staff. However, the Indonesian President does have the prerogative right to choose the commander. Coordinator of the Presidential Special Staff, Ari Dwi Payana, revealed the reason Agus Subianto was chosen by the President. According to him, the president considers rank qualifications, leadership, professionalism, and interdimensional rotation, as well as the strategic needs of national defense. Besides, it turns out that Agus Subianto is no stranger to the current President Joko Widodo. They already knew each other when Joko Widodo was still mayor of Surakarta. To this point, trust is indeed critical for the president in appointing the commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces. With this trust, the president can work together with the commander in maintaining the integrity and unity of the republic. Hopefully, the new commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces can carry out these tasks well while maintaining the armed forces' neutrality in the upcoming elections. In this way, the people can participate in the election, which is often referred to in Indonesia as the party of democracy with joy. This is because they feel safe and comfortable with the presence of the armed forces and police who guard them. That was commentary from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 1, 1981 that marked the independence of the state of Antigua and Barbuda. Antigua and Barbuda is an island country located in the Eastern Caribbean Sea. Christopher Columbus landed there upon his second voyage in 1493 and named the island Antigua. Initially, these islands were inhabited by the Spanish and French. England then formed a colony in 1667 by moving Irish Catholic slaves to Antigua. The country gained its independence from Britain on November 1, 1981, and Verebert became its first prime minister. Moving on to November 1, 1994, when the World Vegan Day was commemorated for the first time. World Vegan Day is a global vegan day celebrated since November 1, 1994, a celebration of the creation of the Vegan Society. The Vegan Society is a non-profit organization based in the United Kingdom which promotes veganism. The organization was founded in the United Kingdom on November 1, 1944 by Donald Watson. This organization is the first vegan organization in the world. World Vegan Day is celebrated by all vegans around the world. We end today in history with Indonesian Innovation Day, which is celebrated every November 1st. November 1st, 2015 marked the launch of Indonesian Innovation Day. The initiator of Indonesian Innovation Day is Terra Foundation. On that date, this institution gave the Business Record Award to individuals and the business owners who were considered to coin innovative products. This event initiated the birth of Indonesian Innovation Day. Well, listener, that's Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
terjebak dalam jerat mengikat, namun tekadnya takkan bebas. Temukan diri dalam dunia tak terkira, oh ha. Semua mati dan menghilang terlalu pagi. Temukanlah jalan panjang semakin lama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia Today focuses on 2023 World Hydropower Congress, Indonesia's hope to overcome hydropower plant development challenges. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 2023 World Hydropower Congress, WHC, at Bali Nusa Dua Convention Center, Badung Regency, Bali on Tuesday, October 31, 2023. In his speech, President Joko Widodo hoped that the forum could produce policy recommendations for a more sustainable earth.
Saya berharap World Hydropower,
I hope this World Hydropower Congress can become a collaborative forum that produces policy recommendations and increases investment for the utilization of water energy for a sustainable green economy. Previously, at the opening of WHC plenary session on Tuesday, the Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, pointed out that hydropower plants have contributed to Indonesia's electricity system for more than 100 years. As quoted from the official website of the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, he said that the role of hydropower is currently becoming increasingly important in effort to accelerate Indonesia's energy transition to achieve net zero emissions NZE by 2060. Minister Arifin explained that the Congress, which was attended by more than 43 countries and over 300 companies, was expected to be able to overcome various challenges in the development of hydroelectric power plants and to increase constructive collaboration globally. Minister Arifin further explained that Indonesia has a hydropower potential of 95 gigawatt and the installed plant's capacity has currently reached 6.7 gigawatt. In 2030, the hydropower plant development is targeted to reach more than 10 gigawatts, and in the future, this will be increased to reach 72 gigawatts by 2060. Meanwhile, the pumped storage will reach 4.2 gigawatts. According to Minister Arifin, hydropower is a type of renewable energy that can be used as a base electricity load and also as a solution for the intermittency of renewable energy variables such as solar and wind power in the electricity network. The Indonesian government is currently prioritizing the development of super grid transmission to improve inter-island connectivity. It is even more important to encourage the use of hydro energy sources and other renewable energy in the country. Arifin also pointed out that construction on several hydroelectric power plant projects in Indonesia is also currently underway, such as Jati Gede Power Plant in West Java with a capacity of 110 megawatts and Asahan Power Plant in North Sumatra with 174 megawatts, which are targeted for starting operation in 2024. Meanwhile, Pausangan 1 and 2 power plants in Aceh with 88 megawatts and Merangin power plant with 350 megawatts will be operated in 2025, and the Batang Toru power plant in North Sumatra with 520 megawatts will be operated in 2026. Through the 2023 World Hydropower Congress, Minister Arifin hopes that all parties can strengthen cooperation to increase the use of technological innovation and access to competitive financing. The 2023 WHC will take place on October 31st, November 2nd, 2023, with the theme Powering Sustainable Growth. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Di wajahmu tercermin sebuah ragu setelah sekian lama mencoba saling jaga bermata cerminan cinta yang kini kusam dan hampa. Masihkah berharga rindu dan rasa bila hanya mampu sesakkan kalbu? Masihkah tersisa kenangan kita bila yang terindah menjadi beban dan terancam punah? Seolah berdua tapi sebatang kara. Oh, segala janji dan mimpi menjadi luas tak bertepi. Masihkah berharga rindu dan rasa bila hanya masihkah tersisa kenangan kita bila yang terindah menjadi beban dan terancam punah? Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to West Nusa Tenggara province in Indonesia, which has many interesting and beautiful destinations to visit. Mostly, they are natural attractions, traditional villages, and islands. One of the natural tourist destinations in West Nusa Tenggara, and often mentioned as a hidden vacation spot for world-famed figures, is Moyo Island. A number of world celebrities who have vacationed on Moyo Island are Lady Diana, Mick Jagger, David Bowie, and David Beckham. Listener, Moyo Island is very fascinating with its exclusive natural beauty. This island has several leading tourism destinations, including Matajitu Waterfall, Senggalo Waterfall, Tanjung Pasir Beach, and many more. There is an interesting story about Matajitu Waterfall on Moyo Island, which is famous for its nickname, Queen Waterfall. This name emerged since Lady Diana visited this tourist destination. This waterfall is special because it has many stalactites and stalagmites that decorate the surface of the waterfall. In fact, Moyo Island is located north of Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara. Administratively, Moyo Island is situated in Labuan Aji Village and Sebotok Village, Labuhan Badas District, Sumbawa Regency. Moyo Island constitutes a 350 km² square area. This island is flanked by an expanse of open sea with views of white sandy beaches and calm waters. Moyo Island is an exclusive destination for the upper-class tourists. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung. Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means traveling in Pagaruyung Palace. Stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Teman-teman saya pasti iri. Teman-teman saya pasti iri, which means my friends must envy me. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a visitor at Pagaruyung Palace. The visitor asked Chris to take a picture together. Let's listen to the conversation.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Teman-teman saya pasti iri. Teman-teman saya pasti iri, which means my friends must envy me. Teman-teman saya. Teman-teman saya, which means my friends. Pasti. Pasti, which means must or surely. Iri, iri, which means envy. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Penggemar, penggemar, which means fans. Vlog, vlog, which means vlog. Anda, anda, which means you. Bolehkah, bolehkah, which means may. Berfoto, berfoto, which means take a picture. Mereka, mereka, which means they. Suka menonton, which means like watching. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, teman-teman saya pasti iri. Teman-teman saya pasti iri, which means my friends must envy me. In the sentence, there is a repeated word, teman-teman, teman-teman, which means friends. It means many friends or more than one friend. To state something plural or more than one in Indonesian language, you can repeat the object. For example, teman-teman, teman-teman, which means friends. Let's listen to the other examples to use a repeated word which means plural or more than one. Ibu-ibu, ibu-ibu, which means ladies. Ibu-ibu berfoto di depan Istana Pagaruyung. Ibu-ibu berfoto di depan Istana Pagaruyung, which means some ladies take a picture in front of Pagaruyung Palace. Mobil-mobil, mobil-mobil, which means cars. Tempat parkir dipenuhi mobil-mobil. Tempat parkir dipenuhi mobil-mobil, which means the parking lot is full of cars. Istana Pagaruyung or Pagaruyung Palace is located in Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra Province. The palace is the heritage of Pagaruyung Kingdom, which had become one of big kingdoms on Sumatra Island in 1300s to 1800s. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Maafkan aku bila hasrat telah pergi. Maafkan atas senyum yang kini telah pudar. Maafkan, maafkan kata yang terucap. Jadi satu arti tersirat di hati.
Of Indonesia.
VOA listener, Wednesday is the time for the traditional song edition of Music Corner. Today, we present a song from East Java entitled Malang Pancen Rame. The song was composed by Buri Hendika Kurniawan. It describes the atmosphere of the city of Malang, which is full of joy and excitement. The song lyrics also mention various tourist destinations such as Coban Rondo, a waterfall located 12 kilometers from Malang. The song also mentions the interesting things in Malang, such as chicken soup and cassava chips. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from East Java entitled Malang Pancen Rame by Every Handika.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.